This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I have no problem using my first name, but I wouldn't want to use my second name. And I have no problem talking about what I've done for a living, also. If you say Bill, the former, police sergeant in New York City, doesn't ring a bell to anybody. There's a lot of those guys out there. One. I fear for my youngest daughter. And this is personal, and I don't really speak about this hardly ever, but she's 24 now. And 6 years ago, she was at a New Year's Eve party and she got sexually abused. That was a traumatic incident in itself. And then from that, she developed an eating disorder. Now, we seem to have everything under control now, and she's doing excellent. And maybe that's just me being, being too much of a parent in that situation, not trusting enough. But you always worry, is everything okay? It's a fear that she doesn't fall back, that she doesn't get any type of depression type situation. If the phone rings, you pick it up, it's her, hopefully everything's good. And, will that fear ever be alleviated? It gets better all the time, but it's always there. Two, my middle son, he was dealing with painkillers back in high school, and then he got himself too involved in them. He had a couple surgeries. He ran out of the prescriptions, started buying other, opiates and stuff like that. And then we got him pretty much straightened out. And to this point, he'll be 23 in January, and he's doing fine. He's doing wonderful. Three. Something? As I get older now, I'm 55 years old. I figured I have 20, 25 more years, maybe. If whatever. A fear of mine is that it's 25 years later, and I haven't done anything what I really wanted to do as far as creative, helping people. And the fact that I haven't dealt into that because of life. Life gets in the way sometimes. Paying bills, paying mortgages, raising children, sending them to college. You get caught up in the rigors of every day, 5 days a week, dealing with what you're dealing with. And then when that stops, you realize, 28 years went past. Four. Well, listen, I've overcome stuff. I was not a beach person, but I went with my wife, and she was very much a beach person. So, water in the beginning, intimidated me. I could swim in a pool all day, but the ocean, so I just took that fear, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to learn, teach myself how to swim. I'm going to overcome it. And to this day, it's something I immensely enjoy. I find when you get way out there, you can relax, and you can meditate to a degree. And then suddenly leave you alone and let you do what you want to do. And that was the thing that I overcame. Five. I guess heights. It's not more of a fear. It's more of something that you're not used to. Six. Maybe when I heard beer cans opening up, maybe that was a point where I still get a little nervous. My childhood was a little up and down, okay? I grew up in a tough family. Alcohol was prevalent in that, and abuse came out of that alcohol. There was a physical confrontation and then stopped. And then if I wasn't around, it would be around again. See, I was the oldest of five boys, so everything fell onto my shoulders. And maybe that's why I'm able to take care of people. It's more natural for me to do that because I led five boys and two sisters. Listen, I had sick feelings in my stomach, sometimes at night when I heard beer cans popping, and then sometimes things would go wrong. And it's an unsteady feeling, you know, so needless to say, I'm not a big proponent of alcohol. 7. A lot of people would say I don't say much, okay? People that know me know I'm quiet. But it's speaking one-on-one. You know, there's anxiety in that for a person like me. I don't want to appear to be stupid. Maybe, I don't know, my personality through the years have been a little on the shy side, I should say. 8. Now, my wife, she knows me better than anybody in the whole world, obviously. And my wife would say, yeah, he's afraid of trying to do something different because he's afraid of failing at that. 9. The fear that I have is, as long as I can control the situation, then I'm okay with it. Things I can't control, then that's a different situation. I had a partner, and I'm not going to get too into the situation because I've never really talked about it. I only talk about it when I had to talk about it. But there was a shooting, and I was involved, and my partner's a brave, brave person, but he was done after that day. He was done. And I never held it against them because we all deal with our own inner demons. 10. You know something? I grew up as an Irish Catholic in Brooklyn, and OLPH was up the hill right there in Sunset Park, and I went to Catholic school. So they built a lot of fear into you, okay? You were filled with fear. That was the whole premise of control. You have any type of too much pleasure, the devil's going to get, devil's under your bed, you know, forget it. That's just a rant again. 10. And these are 10 things that scare me.
The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, Paula Schumann, Joanna Solitaroff, and Melissa Chusett. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Hyena fur is not clean. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.